This is PodTech News for Tuesday, July 11th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. We reported yesterday that Freescale Semiconductor announced it's shipping a new memory chip, the MRAM, or Magnetoresistive Random Access Memory Device. It's being called a significant breakthrough in memory chip technology because the chip can store data when a device is turned off, and the data it reads and writes doesn't degrade over time. To get some perspective on Freescale's announcement, we called Richard Gordon. Gordon is Managing Vice President for Gartner DataQuest Research and Gartner, Inc., covering the semiconductor industry. He's based in the UK. I asked Richard Gordon what he thinks Freescale's bringing the MRAM device to market commercially means for the semiconductor industry.
Well, it's true that it's a very significant development, most notably because MRAM uses some materials and some techniques in terms of programming and erasing that haven't been used before commercially. The technology has been in development for about 20 years or more, and it's only just recently that the latest engineering challenges have been overcome to enable the technology to be brought to market. So, you know, from a technical point of view, it's very significant. From a market point of view, however, it does still face quite a long road ahead in respect of the, you know, $50 billion worldwide market for memory chips. MRAM, the great hope for it is that it can replace the existing technologies that are out there. And the main ones, most notable ones, are DRAM, which is used in the PC, and flash memory, which is used in everything from cell phones to music players. And I think at this stage, it's too early to say whether MRAM can actually challenge those technologies in those applications. More likely, we'll see it starting off in more niche applications.
Well, it appeared to me that part of its limitations are cost. It's much more expensive than the DRAM or SRAM, and memory storage capacity is pretty limited.
Yeah, there's two issues with cost, really. One is the price of the individual components themselves, and these initial ones from Freescale are $25 a piece. The other thing is the cost per bit or cost per byte, and these are quite small devices. You know, 4 megabit is the density, and if you compare that with a mainstream DRAM at say 512 megabits or a mainstream NAND flash at a gigabit or even higher, then it's got a long way to go to be comparable with DRAMs and NAND flash from a capacity point of view and from a price point of view. That's why initially these devices will be targeted at applications that absolutely require the performance of MRAM and are less price sensitive than say, PC market or cell phone market or the music player market.
Who are the likely customers for this initial commercial release of MRAM technology?
Well, Freescale aren't saying, but they've kind of implied that it's going to see use in some niche applications, perhaps in the industrial space, in the automotive space, and maybe even the military and aerospace areas as well. So, you can expect the systems manufacturers in those kind of areas to be the early customers of this technology.
And do you have any sense of whether or not in future, third-party manufacturers might be able to license the technology, the MRAM, and work on developing commercial applications for it that might be more viable than what's looking possible right now?
Yeah, it certainly seems that Freescale is not really interested in marketing the technology in high-volume markets. They're more interested, I think, in using the technology internally for some of their other product lines as an embedded memory in some of their microcontroller products or system-on-chip products. So I see this announcement really as showcasing the technology from that point of view to say, hey, we've got it working. You can buy real devices that we can make in volume, and attracting other companies to come along and license the IP and then maybe develop the technology further, perhaps for more mass market applications in the future.
Do you think this will represent a significant bettering of Freescale's fortunes as a company?
It's difficult to say what impact it'll have on their financial performance. I think it does give them a lot of credibility from a technical perspective that they've been able to be first to market effectively with this technology, beating some of the main memory companies to market. Now, you could argue that if the main memory companies aren't interested, then perhaps they see that it's not a really suitable technology for high volume memory applications. But I think it certainly does add quite a bit to Freescale's technology portfolio, and it will give them a competitive advantage perhaps in the microcontroller or system on chip areas.
And who are going to be their main competitors? I think IBM has been working on this type of technology for a while. Any other players?
Yeah, the main one most recently was IBM in partnership with Infineon. Now that's gone a bit quiet recently. There are other companies involved, some startup companies involved in the technology, and some of the main memory companies, even Samsung, has dabbled in development of MRAM. So there's a number of people looking at the technology across the board, but it's not really the only memory technology that's in development. There are others out there. So, MRAM is competing not only with the existing technologies, but it's also competing for share of mind, really, for development dollars among, next generation and emerging memory technologies in other areas. Phase change memory, for example, springs to mind.
So phase change, are there other types of memory that we should be watching in the near future?
Yeah, the phase change is the one that's probably closest. There are other more exotic ones based on, polymers and things like that and carbon nanotubes and things, which are a bit more, further away in terms of any chance of commercialization. But certainly phase change memory is being worked on by and invested in by companies like Intel and STMicro and these kind of companies. So that's one to look for in the next 5 years probably.
Well, Richard, thank you so much for sharing your insight.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
I've been speaking with Richard Gordon, Managing Vice President for Gartner DataQuest Research and Gartner, Inc. He covers the semiconductor industry. Richard shared his industry perspective on Freescale Semiconductor's announcement yesterday that it's shipping a new memory chip, the MRAM, which is being called a significant breakthrough in memory chip technology. I'm Catherine Giraudot with PodTech News.